Welcome to The Average Shepherd. My name is Father Sam French, and today is the second Sunday of Eastertide. Christ is truly risen, everyone. Speaking of triumphant returns, I finally come back to you after about 3 weeks of not recording a homily. I'm sorry for that. I wasn't sick and I wasn't away. It's just a very busy time of the year, as you can imagine, for priests. Anyway, today's gospel is taken from John chapter 20, verses 19 through 31, and let's jump straight into the homily. Last week, of course, we celebrated Easter Sunday together, the joy of Christ's resurrection that has conquered death and opened for every single one of us the possibility of salvation and union with God in heaven. In these 50 days of the Easter season leading up to Pentecost, which we call in the church Eastertide, we're all invited to share in that same joy that was experienced by the apostles when Jesus appeared in the room with them in his glorified body, as we read in the gospel today. He appeared to all of them, except, of course, Thomas. Now, we've probably all heard this story 1,000 times and are familiar with this title given to this poor apostle, Doubting Thomas. Now, in the context of the story, I think it can be very easy for us to look back and write off Thomas as a hard-headed, cynical disciple. But I think if we stop for a moment and consider the doubts of Thomas, we might realize that we are more like this disciple than we think. Perhaps the doubts that Thomas had are the same doubts that we are holding within the context of our own hearts. Now, Thomas's first and most obvious doubt was whether Jesus had actually risen from death, because he had not seen the Lord with his own eyes. Now, how many of us also fall into that same trap from time to time? How many of us have asked God if he could just appear to us in a manifest way or send us a definite sign to cast away any shadow of a doubt within us? Because if he did that, we'd probably be going to Mass every Sunday, probably every day. We'd be going to confession regularly. We'd be reading the scriptures with devotion and spreading the faith as best we could in our state of life. But the fact is, for many of us, God does not come to us in that kind of manifest, tangible way. Rather, he asks for us to seek him in the invisible presence of the sacraments. Now, while we might not be able to see Christ, he is truly present among us in the church, in the community, and in the sacraments, especially, of course, in the sacrament of the Eucharist. And that's why we light the Easter candle over these next 50 days. It's a visible symbol. It is a visible symbol of the invisible presence of the Lord. Now, I don't exactly know why God, in his infinite wisdom, chooses to come to us through our faith and not by sight. But Jesus says it himself to St. Thomas today. He says, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. But blessed are those who have not seen and yet believed." We, the ones sitting here today, those of you who are watching or listening to this podcast, we are the blessed ones, the ones who experience the presence of Jesus through our faith and not by sight. Now, Thomas's second doubt concerned the wounds of Christ. He says, "Unless I see the holes that the nails made in his hands, and I can put my finger into the holes they made, and unless I can put my hand into his side, I refuse to believe," said Thomas. Now, Thomas knew that Jesus was dead. No one escapes Roman crucifixion. Everyone knows that the nails through the hands and feet and spear into the side, they're going to lead to certain death. There was no doubt in Thomas's mind that Jesus was actually dead. But then Jesus appears to Thomas in his risen glory, and he says, "Put your finger here. Look at my hands. Look at my side, Thomas." To which Thomas professes, "My Lord and my God." And Thomas is right. Only God could make woundedness and death, signs of weakness, a path to new and eternal life. Only God can take wounds and death, signs of weakness, and make a new path to new and eternal life. Let's look again at the Easter candle. You probably saw it if you went to the Easter vigil. It has five wounds represented by the five nails that are put into the Paschal candle, and yet it burns brightly for these next 50 days as a symbol of hope. Sometimes in the face of suffering, we can fall into despair and doubt like St. Thomas did in the Gospel. but the Paschal candle reminds us that we as Easter people can not only survive and endure sadness, suffering, and setbacks in our lives, but it is precisely those things, when united to the wounds of Christ in prayer, that become for us a path to new life and heavenly joy. Jesus rose from death to life, and so can we. The wounds of Jesus are not accidental. The Lord could have risen from death and made his wounds disappear, but he doesn't do that. He keeps the wounds so that we, in our brokenness, in our woundedness, can always see in the person of Jesus a pathway to hope and to heaven. To illustrate this, there's a great story from the life of Saint Teresa of Avila. One day, the devil appeared to her disguised as Jesus, but Teresa wasn't fooled even for a second. She just told the devil to take a hike. But before leaving, the devil asked her how she knew he wasn't Jesus, and she said to him something that was very simple: "You don't have any wounds." See, the devil is all pride. The devil is all ego and cannot understand strength through weakness. He cannot understand the redemption of Christ, giving us strength through our wounds. Finally, Thomas's third doubt, although this one isn't explicit in the text, it might have concerned Christ's forgiveness of all of the apostles. How could Jesus forgive him and all of the other disciples after they deserted him in his hour of greatest need? Now, we might share that same doubt in our own life. How could Jesus forgive me after everything that I've done, after the mistakes I've made, after the addictions I carry? Jesus answers this doubt when he appears the second time and he repeats his words to Thomas: "Peace be with you." Peace in Hebrew, shalom. It means health, prosperity, absence of war, but above all, it means reconciliation between God and neighbor. The type of reconciliation made possible only by the power of the Holy Spirit, the same Holy Spirit that Jesus breathes on all of his apostles in that moment. And in fact, this radical forgiveness of Jesus is particularly worth meditating on today as the Universal Church also celebrates Divine Mercy Sunday. So we ask this question at the end: how do we overcome doubt in God's forgiveness and find the peace Christ gives to Thomas and to the other apostles? Well, the answer for us is right there in the gospel. Jesus breathes on them and he says, "Receive the Holy Spirit. For those whose sins you forgive, they are forgiven. For those whose sins you retain, they are retained." In this moment, Jesus gave his apostles, the first priests, the power to forgive sin in the sacrament that we know as reconciliation. This power has been passed down to every single priest in ordination, and in my estimation is one of the greatest and yet most unused gifts of the church in this generation. Priests have been given the power by the Holy Spirit to forgive sins in the name of Jesus, to bring our souls into the peace that he breathed on the apostles that day. So as I constantly say on my Instagram and on TikTok, go to confession. Of course, it's scary. Of course, it can be awkward for us, but the reward is the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so today, also being Divine Mercy Sunday, I wanted to drive this point of confession home with a beautiful quote from Saint Faustina herself. So if you're scared to go to confession, listen to these words: "O soul steeped in darkness, do not despair. All is not yet lost. Come and confide in your God, who is love and mercy itself." We ask this in the holy name of Jesus, through the intercession of our Blessed Mother Mary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. If you want to help me spread the word and this, The Average Shepherd, please do so by throwing this link into all of your group chats and share this homily around. I would really appreciate it. Thank you, God bless, and keep the faith.